This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organising icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we're on assignment in South Korea.
It's been so long then since I checked out this, and it's so bad. It's worse than I remember. Good God.
Can you read me some of the messages?
Okay,
110kg 돼지 아줌마는 장점이 보임. What good can you find in a 200-pound pig old woman? Korean women are spreading poison in the well. It doesn't say Korean woman, it's a slur for Korean woman. It's all just general misogyny. This one says that feminism starts with paranoia.
You haven't had to look very far, right? These are the first kind of few messages
on
this forum that we've come to. Mm. Very anti-Korean women.
Yeah, yeah. And the most recent anti-Korean woman post was made 1 minute ago.
I'm sitting with Min-Sung Kim. He's a big online gamer, and we're looking through some popular online message boards on his laptop.
So this is a forum where people are supposed to be sharing tips about stocks and shares, and it's just flooded with anti-feminism and misogyny.
Yeah.
And very, very anti-Korean women.
Mm. Specifically Korean women.
Yeah. Mm.
In their view, the Korean woman is the epitome of evil.
So these are the sites where people are orchestrating
these
feminist witch hunts.
Yes.
I'm Jean McKenzie, and this is the story of how feminists in South Korea are being attacked by men who claim these women are actually man-haters who deserve to be punished. They carry out fierce online witch hunts against anyone they suspect of being a feminist and try to get these women fired from their jobs. And as we'll hear, these online attacks have snowballed into actual violence. It's having a chilling effect on women here. They tell us it's no longer safe to admit you're a feminist.
Do you think you're a feminist? Would you call yourself a feminist?
제가 페미니스트. 스스로 그렇게 생각하시나요?
아니요.
No.
No.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Feminist. She asked about the exact meaning of feminist.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
아니요.
No.
Do you know what a feminist is?
No, not really.
I heard it, but I don't know exactly.
For years, a gender war has been playing out in South Korea. Women here suffer from severe discrimination, misogyny, and sexual violence. Korea has the largest gender pay gap in the developed world. And there's a serious problem with hidden camera abuse, where women are filmed using toilets and changing rooms and the footage is posted online. But as feminists have fought to improve women's rights, young men have pushed back.
Why do these men have such a problem with feminists?
By their rhetoric, by their alternate reality, men are actually being systematically repressed. Men are actually the ones that are being systematically discriminated against. Feminists just want to take away men's rights.
At 22 years old, Min-Sung describes himself as an ardent feminist. But not so long ago, he was one of these men.
Me being thrown out onto the uncensored world of the internet at a very, very young age, like many other peers of mine, developed a very biased worldview. Because the internet tends to do that. So I happened to have fun in some of the internet forums when I was young, and that internet forum was anti-feminist and misogynistic.
Would you go as far to say that you were misogynistic then?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I didn't believe the gender pay gap existed. I believed that men were equally discriminated as women.
How old were you when you were
first using these online forums?
Oh, God, like 9? 10? We're exposed to the uncensored internet when we're unimaginably young. In hindsight, that's really bad, isn't it?
Did you dislike women?
I didn't necessarily dislike women, but I definitely disliked feminists.
So did you used to take part in these forums and these witch hunts?
Yeah, I was a lurker of some sort.
So what changed?
I went out and actually met people. I actually met people, talked with people with different views.
So you started meeting and talking to women?
Yes! Yes!
The witch hunts often target women who work in the gaming industry, like Tareem, an animator who draws artwork for video games. One evening, after completing a project, Tareem started receiving hundreds of abusive messages on social media. Tareem isn't her real name, but as you'll soon understand, we're protecting her.
Can you show me some of the abusive messages that you received?
Some say goodbye. Another says, you must be pretty comfortable with your life because you've sabotaged your job. You're drinking poison, and if you keep drinking it, you will die. Others say, your mum is a cripple. And there are swear words I'd never heard before. I was so shocked.
So what was Tareem's supposed crime? Her animation studio had just finished a job for one of Korea's biggest gaming companies, Nexon. They'd created a new look for one of the characters in a popular game, Maple Story.
In this release of the new character, there was a trailer animation. And some people in another misogynistic forum were going through the animation frame by frame, literally frame by frame, to see if there was a panty shot.
A panty shot. An upskirt animated shot.
This is true. Unbelievably, this is true. And someone spots in one frame a particular hand gesture.
To understand this next bit, hold your thumb and forefinger so they're not quite touching.
So what you're showing me is the finger and the thumb came close together. And this is seen as a feminist symbol here in Korea, or a symbol that feminists use.
Yes.
Which anti-feminists say is proof that they hate men because they are mocking them because they have small penises.
Yes, exactly. You are very well versed in this.
This everyday movement, used countless times by men and women across the world, is known in South Korea as the finger-pinching gesture. And the gamers thought the character Doreen's studio had designed was making it.
At that point, the result has been already set. The conclusion is that an evil, dark feminist that is hiding in the animation studio has committed a terrorist act of putting a hate symbol in a commercial animation. So her life should be ruined and she should never set foot in the animation industry again. And they just need to find the one who will fit in this electric feminist chair. So they looked for them.
This is when the witch hunt began. The gamers looked up all the women working at Tareem's animation studio, then trawled their social media accounts, searching for any mention of feminism, until way back on Tareem's timeline, they found a supportive tweet.
They find any trace of feminism. It's like a hunt. And they collect other evidence, so it snowballs. People started filing complaints to the Maple Story team. This person is a feminist, they said. They mobbed the team, and by midnight, the gaming company had posted an apology and removed the video. Then, one by one, all the promotional videos we'd worked on for the company were removed from YouTube. My company and the CEO, we were all in a panic. There were so many complaints by people wanting me to be fired.
What makes this story even crazier is that Doreen actually had nothing to do with the design in question. It had been animated by somebody else and signed off by the gaming company. But her studio was freaked out and was now considering firing her. This is where Min-sung comes into our story again. Having watched these witch hunts happen to too many women, He'd recently set up an organization to try and help the victims.
We acted as fast as we could and we set up this meeting and we decided that we should go to the studio together right now and talk with the decision makers, talk with the owner of the company. And on that fateful day, on that meeting, we successfully prevented her from getting fired.
How did you convince the company to ignore these witch hunters?
We said that these demands will never end, only escalate. You need to nip this in the bud, or you will spend the rest of your life changing things that have no meaning. You will spend the rest of your career just serving the whims of these anonymous forum users who you don't even know the names of.
Because these witch hunts do work. There are cases where women have lost their jobs. And it's not just happening in the gaming industry now. Last year, the international car company Renault suspended one of its Korean employees after men accused her of making this derogatory finger-pinching gesture while moving her hands in a promotional video.
They're confident now that when you accuse someone of feminism, you can ruin their career. And this is so, so effective because gaming companies react to feminism issues unlike any other issues.
Why do these anti-feminists have so much power, seemingly, over the gaming companies?
Because the gaming companies think the anti-feminists are the largest source of their revenue. That's it.
We're driving out now to what you would call the Silicon Valley of South Korea. So it's where a lot of the tech companies and the gaming companies are based. And we're going to meet a woman who's worked in this industry for more than 20 years. And she wants to talk to us about what's happening now on the inside. But she's asked us not to reveal her identity. So I'm not going to give you her name.
Hello. 네, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Come in.
I know it's a bit of a tight squeeze in the car.
반응 같은 게
These reactions we're seeing now feel so far removed from what we'd consider normal or common sense.
She tells me that the witch hunt against Doreem has had a chilling effect, not just on women, but on the industry too. After that case exploded, her company panicked. It didn't want to be the next target.
Even though our company hadn't been attacked, it started changing anything that even remotely resembled the finger-pinching gesture.
Oh, so it's not just that you're being told to make sure that these finger-pinching style hand gestures don't get put into the games. You've actually had to remove things?
Yes, and since they can't get rid of the hands completely, they usually tell the designer to alter it. They might remove the thumb or even remove the fingers entirely and make a fist. And it's not just our company. This is happening across the entire gaming industry. If something resembles that gesture, companies are changing it to avoid any issues.
That must be pretty heartbreaking to watch a game that you developed then be taken apart. Yeah. What's it like to work under this climate?
It's incredibly frustrating and exhausting, and some people have quit because of it. The idea that a hand gesture could be seen as an attack on men is absurd. It doesn't make any sense. It should just be ignored, but instead, the companies have chosen to change everything, which seems foolish to me.
Why do these gamers have so much influence over these huge companies?
There are game developers with very similar mindsets who are also anti-feminist. They participate in the same online forums. I often end up working with people who think like this. So for all those outside yelling that something is bad, there are those on the inside who believe it's bad too.
What's it going to take for these companies to start standing up to these anti-feminists?
Honestly, I don't have much faith the companies will regulate themselves. So long as people with anti-feminist beliefs are running these companies, it will be hard. Unless there are legal measures, they won't budge.
In South Korea, there is no blanket anti-discrimination law to protect women. It's been repeatedly blocked by politicians, largely because it would support gay and transgender people too. But anti-feminists have also seized on the bill and are lobbying against it. There's even evidence these anti-feminist views are shared by those in authority. You're listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organising icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jean McKenzie with assignment from South Korea. Let's go back to Doreen, the animator. She reported her abuse to police, which included death threats and rape threats. But the police refused to take on her case. Their response shocked her lawyer, Bom Yu Kyung.
The statement starts like this. The current trend in Korea is that it is taboo to use in this finger gesture in corporate advertising. The police says that it was logical that the suspects abused her only because she is a feminist.
So they're saying that she brought this abuse upon herself because she tweeted that she was a feminist?
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you received this statement?
Shame as a lawyer, because I have to explain that your case is meaningless to the police because you're a feminist. Very, very hard for me to explain this nonsense.
I thought it made no sense. It was ridiculous that the police would say it was logical I was insulted for being a feminist. I was astonished. Why would the authorities not protect me? I was so angry.
Darim pushed back with the support of feminist organisations, and the police relented. They're now investigating the men who attacked her online.
She decided to fight against the police. She is a very brave person. I think the most brave person that I have ever met.
I'm struck by your description of her as brave, the bravest person you've ever met.
If you want to say that you're a feminist in South Korea, you have to be very brave or kind of insane. Especially you're a young woman.
In the time I've lived here in South Korea, I have been so shocked by how many women have told me adamantly that they're not feminists. And these are women that I know believe in equality. And so I'm in one of the busiest going out neighbourhoods in Seoul where young people come. There's lots of flashing lights and clothes stores and games arcades. And I want to try and talk to young women to unpack some of this. I just want to know, do you consider yourself a feminist?
No.
I don't know exactly about what feminist is.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Feminist? Actually, I don't think about, like, deeply. So I don't know where, like, how think about, like, feminist. Feminist?
I mean, because I'm Korean and also I just live in Korea, so usually I don't think that much about the feminist.
Yeah. Is it easy to be a feminist in South Korea?
No.
It's difficult. That's what she said.
So they just think like feminist is not just for the women and men's rights, but rather they think it's just people who just hate the men.
And I just have one question. What do you worry would happen if you were to say, I am a feminist?
Oh, 그렇게 얘기를 하면은
I'm sometimes afraid and feel scary whenever I said, okay, I'm feminist. There might be kind of negative perspective from the men.
The men might treat you badly.
네, 약간 그런 것 같아요.
Yes, sometimes I feel scared with it. For example, when I watch YouTube and there are comments that, oh, you should go die.
Just over a year ago, these violent threats spilled off the internet and onto the street.
He opened the door aggressively, and when I first saw him, I thought he was drunk. He walked past me and started knocking stuff off the shelves.
It was late at night, and Chigu, as we're calling her, was alone in a convenience store where she worked. She asked the man who'd just entered her shop to be careful.
He exploded and started banging on the counter with his hand and throwing things at me. He said, hey, you're a feminist, right? You look like a feminist with your short hair. I realised this wasn't just a drunk man. He was different. I'd never met someone so aggressive.
Chigu tried to call the police, but the man grabbed her mobile phone and destroyed it by putting it in a microwave at the back of her shop.
He grabbed my arm and pushed me very hard against the shelves. Then he pushed me down to the ground and started punching my face and kicking my body so I wouldn't be able to get up. I kept going in and out of consciousness, and at some point he picked me up and threw me. I thought I could die. I couldn't think or see straight. He started choking my neck using his knees and hit my head. He said, I never hit women. I've never even hit my mum. But feminists need to get beaten.
When you heard him saying things like, you're a feminist, and because you're a feminist, you deserve to be attacked, what were you thinking?
I didn't think of myself as a feminist. I've always just preferred short hair and thought it looked good on me. But I was thinking, even if I were a feminist, why do I need to get beaten? It just didn't make sense.
Chigu has been left with permanent injuries. Her left ear is damaged and she wears a hearing aid. She takes medication for anxiety and hasn't been able to return to work.
Some days it's agony for me to stay alive. Just breathing is painful. The memory of that day is still so clear. I feel like I've become a completely different person. I don't smile as much anymore. After the attack, I was even scared taking taxis because most taxi drivers are men.
Chigu's attacker has been sent to prison for 3 years, but the court decided he was mentally ill and gave him a lighter sentence. And so Chigu has come back to court. She wants the judges to recognise that this was a premeditated attack, that she was targeted for looking like a feminist, and her attacker knew what he was doing.
How are you feeling this morning ahead of today's hearing?
I'm a little nervous, but I think they're listening to me more than during the first trial, so I'm more hopeful.
Lots of women have gathered outside the court to support Chigu.
My name is Jinsook Park, and I am the head of the Women's Party in South Korea. This is a political party, and I'm here to support Chigu. Because being in the court is sometimes very hard itself for victims.
What is it about her case and this attack that has resonated with you and concerned you so much?
She was beaten just because she looked like a feminist and she had a short hair. So it was not just about one victim. It was about a huge backlash toward the entire Korean feminist movement. So I thought if we didn't do anything about this case, a lot of other women, including feminist or non-feminist women, they will suffer so much more.
Do you feel that it's no longer safe for women to openly be feminists in this country? Is that where we've got to?
Women in South Korea right now don't have freedom of speech, also don't have freedom of thinking. And now even younger women do not think about feminism because they were highly threatened about what kind of belief they have.
I've spoken to women since this attack who have told me that they would be too afraid to cut their hair short.
You know, cutting hair was like a very daily life trivial decision, right? We just wanted to have the freedom to decide how we look. But right now, we cannot even choose the length of our hair. And that's so weird. That's just nonsense, right?
It's Friday night in Gangnam, south of the river here in Seoul, and it's rush hour, so people are streaming out of the metro, super busy. And on one side of the busy main road here, a small group of women have gathered to highlight the issue of online sex crimes here. But where we're standing on the other side of the road, a man has just pulled up in a van with loudspeakers on top, and he's now standing on top.
The man is called Inkyu Bae, and he's from an extreme anti-feminist group, New Men's Solidarity. He's come to counter the women's gathering.
The loudspeakers on top of his van have actually broken, so he is now just shouting from the roof. There are about 8-10 young men who have come here to watch him. They're all filming and cheering along.
He's also live streaming his protest to more than 2,000 people. Now, the reason we're here is that this man, Inkyu, has in the past called for his followers to confront feminists. And the man who attacked Chigu at her convenience store, he said he was part of his group.
What did he say?
He said, okay, he'll come down.
Yeah, he's coming down? Okay, he's coming off the roof of his van. Hi.
Last year, a woman was attacked at work by somebody who said they were part of your group, and she was attacked because she looked like a feminist. Is that the sort of action that you wanted people to take?
That psychopath claimed to be a part of our group, but he's not. We don't have members. We're a YouTube channel that people subscribe to. We've never encouraged anyone to use violence. In fact, the violent ones are the feminist groups. They're shaming men's genitals. They support signs and adverts that disparage our genitals.
But this man was following your group, following what you talk about. So do you take any responsibility?
Let me ask you, if a murderer watches BBC broadcasts and then commits a crime, will you hold yourself accountable?
One of the reasons men like Inkyu feel discriminated against in South Korea is because they have to do military service, whereas women don't. Once they've done their time, they can feel entitled to a good job. And as women here have become more educated and jobs have become harder to get, these men feel their opportunities are being unfairly taken away. I really wanted to talk to one of these witch hunters, but because they're anonymous, the only way to get hold of them is by posting on their online forums. We did this a couple of times, but they deleted our posts and we didn't get a response. It's now been a couple of months since we met Chigu, the convenience store worker, in court as she appealed her case.
We've just had the results of Chigu's sentencing, and the court has decided that this was a misogynistic crime. And so this is a big moment because it's the first time a court here in South Korea has recognised misogyny as the motive behind a crime. So I'm just going to call Chigu now to see how she's feeling. Hi, Chigu. It's Jean here. Well, you've made history, Chigu, because this is the first time that a crime here in South Korea has been given a misogynistic motive. And I know that this is what you really, really wanted. So you must be happy.
Yes, I am happy. It means a lot. It's a shame he only got 3 years in prison, but it sets a good precedent. I'm happy to think there'll be fewer men in the future who can claim that hating women is a mental illness. I knew it wouldn't be easy and it would take a long time, but I didn't expect it to take this long. Almost a year. At times, it's been difficult for me to keep going, but I'm so proud of myself for finally making it through and achieving this.
These witch hunters have successfully hijacked feminism in South Korea and distorted its meaning. They've branded all feminists man-haters. And by vilifying and attacking them, they're stripping women of the ability to mobilise and fight for better rights. In a country where men and women are still far from equal, and there's so much progress to be made.
The misogynists have finally created their ultimate weapon, which is using a hand gesture that everyone makes and turning it into a scarlet letter that can brand a person an evil feminist. So now they can literally brand anyone an evil feminist.
Min Sung is convinced that these witch hunters make up a small fraction of the men here. They just have loud voices, an bizarrely oversized influence. And they'll only lose their power if companies and the authorities start standing up to them. That's Assignment from South Korea. I'm Jean McKenzie. The producers were John Murphy, Jake Kwon and Hosu Lee. It was mixed by Neil Churchill. The series editor is Penny Murphy.
This week on Witness History. In 2011, Japanese tidying expert Marie Kondo released her debut book and became an organising icon around the world. Her method focuses on only keeping items that spark joy and speak to your heart. Now a best-selling author, award nominee and household name, she tells us how she's a little more relaxed about tidying since having children. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.